Alabama voters head to the polls in less than 3 weeks. They'll pick a governor, members of the cabinet, and a lot of state House and Senate seats. One thing that may stick out on the ballot is that many of the candidates are women. Glamour magazine published an article on the 18 African-American Alabama women running in the midterms. APR's Pat Duggins reports on the campaigns of another 23 female candidates on the ballot in Alabama, which are being fueled by a statewide initiative.
I'd like to welcome you all to our Labor Day Festival today. I hope everybody has a good time.
It's Labor Day at the headquarters of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Birmingham. A picnic's been set up out back with an inflatable water slide for the kids, hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill, and another holiday staple.
How are you?
I am well. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I'm Jen Gray.
Yes, we mean politics. Candidates for public office, including circuit judge and county sheriff, are pressing the flesh. That includes Jen Gray.
I'm just me all the time, and that's all I know how to be.
She's running for Alabama State House District 45.
So I just go out and I say what I'm thinking about, and I talk to people about what's on my mind.
Gray is running against Republican incumbent Dickie Drake. APR made two calls to Drake's office for an interview. Those calls went unanswered. As for Jen Gray, she's a Democrat and a woman running in a state that votes mostly Republican and more often than not for male candidates.
Absolutely, yeah.
Gray agrees with some counts that puts the legislature at 85% men, and that's why she's running. Her message to the guys currently holding office in Montgomery is that Alabama needs more of a woman's perspective.
I know you think that you're doing everything the right way, but that's just because you don't know about these other things. You would change your mind if you knew that other people thought about it differently.
For example, Gray championed the idea of using campaign funding to pay for child care.
If you're a single parent, if you're a woman that is responsible for that child care, I can't leave my child in the car watching YouTube videos while I go in and talk to a mayor.
Gray says that idea left many men in Alabama government scratching their heads, and it could be one of the reasons getting women like Gray to run for office has been tricky.
You know, you ask a man to run, he says, sure, I know I'm qualified, I'm sure I am.
That's Stacey Probst. She's with the newly formed group Emerge Alabama.
A woman needs a little encouragement. She's already got 25 jobs, usually unpaid and underpaid. And then on top of that, you want to layer on public service.
A phone call was made to the national group Emerge America to possibly set up a branch in Alabama to cultivate female progressive candidates like Jen Gray. Probst says it wasn't easy.
Well, yes, there was an initial thought. The first phone call, they were saying, well, we're not quite ready to expand into the South, the Deep South. Right.
Which makes sense in Red Alabama. But then there was a follow-up call.
And said, no, we've changed our minds. We want to go full force on a 50-state strategy.
So I'm going to go over just some basics, kind of get discussion of what everybody's doing.
And that phone call led to this.
So with phone banking or your general once-a-week volunteer thing, are you guys doing that?
Jen Gray and about a dozen other female candidates, all enlisted by Emerge Alabama, are getting a refresher course on how to run a political campaign. Instructor Kayla Sloan is using a PowerPoint presentation on things like how to get volunteers, how to conduct polls, and so on.
Yeah, good. Always reshift your volunteers, yeah.
Probst says the point is to get past the red state, blue state mentality and focus on the basics.
Look at who votes. Look who doesn't vote. Look who's not registered. Study your communities, and then get out there and talk to people. It's really not that complicated.
Emerge Alabama wants to turn female voters toward more progressive candidates. There are estimates that 51% of Alabama's voters are women. One event in December of last year proved how potent that voting bloc can be.
I have, over the last years of my career, fought for civil rights. I have fought for women's rights. I have fought.
Stacey Probst says that when Democrat Doug Jones beat Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate, a lot of people working for the campaign and a lot of people who voted for Jones were women. Probst says her goal is to keep that going.
I have lots and lots of women friends who I grew up with right here in Alabama who say they're Republican, but they're not.
And Probst wants to flip those GOP voters.
If you have 5 seconds with them to talk about the issues, turns out they care about exactly the same things that all of our candidates care about. Families, health care, good jobs, good education. They all want the same things that most women want.
Should we really say, well, Alabama is going to turn blue anytime soon? Probably not.
Dr. Regina Wagner is an assistant professor of political science at the University of Alabama. Her healthy skepticism is fueled by her research, which focuses on women in politics.
So I think you have some room to win sort of the squishy center, but there is a limit to that, just because there are some people who that is just a line for them that they aren't going to cross. And some of them are women, and so I don't think you can win over these women. But I think there are some women you can win over.
So we didn't go to these homes that were like, they clearly had voted Republican.
Back in class, Heather Milam speaks up. She's running for Secretary of State. She recalls a situation while campaigning door-to-door for Democrat Doug Jones' run for the U.S. Senate. It turns out turning GOP women can get dicey, and one reason for that are their GOP husbands.
It was a very interesting day. 10% of the homes, the men answered the door and would not let us speak to their wives, even though we were asking specifically to talk to the woman.
Emerge Alabama has 23 women on the ballot this November. So once Election Day is over, what represents success to Stacey Probst? She puts it this way.
I want every woman and every little girl to be seeing this. Look at those candidates. They look like me. I want to run for office in the future. How do I get there? How do I plan for that?
Back at the Electricians Union picnic, the hamburgers are just about done.
We're not doing a real good job, I don't think, investing our money right now. That's part of the reason that I am running for office.
But Jen Gray isn't. She continues shaking hands and making small talk with voters, knowing that she's made a bit of headway already. Remember her point about using campaign dollars for childcare? Earlier this year, the Alabama Ethics Commission voted to allow that. It's not a victory at the ballot box, but a woman's perspective did win the day on that one issue. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Birmingham.